We're at the New Richland. Today's date is August 24th. We're at the New Richland Care Center. My name is Karen Ressler, and I'm interviewing Mrs. Esther Schoenrock.
They crowded you in and pushed it away. Give you room. Let him fall down.
Okay. I think we'll start with your background first. Were your parents born in Germany? Is that?
My mother was.
Your mother was?
Yes.
And where was your dad born?
Here in Byron Township.
Oh, yeah.
City County.
Mm-hmm. Was your mother a German-speaking woman?
Yes. She was born in Germany.
So you know German then yourself?
Yeah, I can. I'm forgetting my German here. Not many people I can talk to.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, I was confirmed in German. At the combination school in Michigan.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you were born here in New Richland? Or
yeah, I was born in Byron Township.
Oh, yeah. So then you lived on a farm?
I was born in Section Mill in Byron Township.
And then,
is that all recorded now?
Mm-hmm.
I lived there for 5.5 years. Then we moved to Section 25, Wilton Township. That's my grandmother's farm. My grandmother, she came from Germany. My mother came from eastern parts. She used to team Germany. And my grandmother came from Luxhorn, Germany. That was the southern part of Germany. My grandmother, she came here in 18.
Kingston.
And she came over in a sailboat. Took 3 weeks to get here. Some days the wind would take her back further than she went the day before. And, my grandfather from my father's side came from Posen, Germany. That was in the eastern part, joining Poland. Mm-hmm. He left Germany as he was 32 and came to the United States, avoiding the army, I guess. There they all had to be in the army in Germany. But he was a man that didn't advertise his life, and even not his wife, he told her, his family. Or anything about his family. What you found out was from the people that come in his territory where he lived. What else? Well, my grandmother's mother, my grandmother's mother of my dad, she was born in Luxor, Germany, and her husband was a photographer. He had worked, and he married a auntie. Auntie, and she was a Greener. And they had 4 girls. And he got killed in the war. I think it was a French war at that time. And then she got remarried to a Krieger, to a Miller. She raised 1 boy from him. And he got killed in that same war. Then she got married to a Moor. They came here to Waseca County mother lived at that time. Oh, here comes a lady. Here's the lady.
Okay.
Well, I got married to a Moor, and he had four sons. But anyhow, they came here to the United States, and then my grandmother and her sister, got married to a Crackle, and they came here, and that's the sailboat, and the boys knew that they were coming, so they came to Waseca to meet them. They landed in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, I guess. They landed, and the boys the Crackle knew that they were coming, so they went to Waseca to meet them. There was no Waseca there at the time, only a building and some planks where they could walk on. And that was at the time as Wilson was where they had the post office. You know where that is. You know where Wilson is.
Somewhat.
You go through there, went from the Waseca to the Walnut, go through that town, you see a church that was built years ago. That's coming on here too. Well, they landed, they took them to Janesville, and then shortly after got married to those two guys. Grandmother's sister got married to Ben Crackle, and she got married to John Reese. Everything I say goes on there, so yeah, I have to be careful what I'm talking about. Well, my grandmother, she and her husband, and they rented farms until 1875, and they bought their own farm. They raised three boys and two girls. This is Felina and Tilly. You want your last names too?
Sure. So that you can think of them.
Felina was Mrs. Edwin. And Tilly was Mrs. George Edwin. Herman Breeze, he had passed away, and he raised his family and we all moved to California, and all were born here in Rio Tisco and here in Carmel. In the later years, as they grew up, they moved all to California. Herman had passed away, and his wife passed away that left 2 years ago. Joan called him there. And Amo Breeze, he lived in Montana, and that's where he raised his family. Amo Breeze is dead, and his wife is still living. Fort Benton, Montana. Now what else?
What was it like as a young child?
I went to school until I got in the 8th grade. Then my father told me I should stay at home and help with those days of children. If they put in 40 days a year, that would be all that was necessary to go to school. And my father wanted me home to help with the work, so that's what I did, and I loved everything on the farm, everything that was to be done, I did.
What farm was
that? Yeah. I loved animals. And poultry. But I didn't work out only a couple of weeks or more. That's the time I spent right there. I had six brothers, but I only have one baby yet. And he is living on the farm what my grandfather and grandmother bought in 1875. And he says he's going to stay living there until he dies, and there will be no more breeders in this territory or the country.
What are the names of the brothers?
Well, this brother that is still living is William. Yeah, and he's not married. I never had a sister. And in 44 I got married to Robert Shonoff. His wife died in 42. And I was born on that farm where he lived. And moved away as I was 5 years old. So that was kind of interesting for me. So then we lived there. We had one daughter. She was born in 46. And when she was 7 years old, we rented our farm and moved to Marissa. In 1977, my daughter got married in 44, and it's 1977, we moved to my daughter's place. And it's 30 miles from New Richmond, just into Wood County. And that one daughter is all I had.
How old were you when you were married?
I was 43 years old as I got married.
Did you have a career before that?
Just farming. Just everything was done on the farm. Everything, gardener, you name it, I done it. Yeah, generally. And 77 we moved in the trailer house at my daughter's. Rented a We sold our house in Richland. And then we lived there at my daughter's till ...1980. My husband died here at the New Richland Care Center. Stayed there until the 9th of January. He died October. Not October. He was only here 3 weeks as he died. He was buried the 9th of November. I wanted to come here and be here with him, but there was no single room, no double room for us, so I couldn't come. So I came here the next year, 1980, in this room what I have here now. What else? is now the 24th of August, 1982.
What type of entertainment, you know, before you were married and after you were married, what type of entertainment did you have?
Well, the church, tried to go to church every Sunday. That was my, otherwise, us ladies would get together and play bingo. Every time we was around, it was 14 ladies, and every time they had their birthday, they'd have a bingo card game at their home for those ladies. Mm-hmm. Went to Mission Circle. And, here in this place we got Bible study.
You like handiwork, I can see. When you were younger, did you make most of the stuff for your house? And
well,
that type of handiwork
I learned to crochet as I was 11 years old. I had to herd the cows while the cows were behaving. In those days there were no fences. Then I'd be crocheting. So I still have some of this lace on hand. It's still good. I made, I'm going to be 82 next February. I'm still able to be used yet, that lace I made when I was 11 years old. I made my own clothes, but here I am, no sewing machine, so I do all my work by hand. But I'm making towel blankets right now, which they sell here for the girls to have at Christmas time. Make lap robes or something. The lady that I worked with, she was my boss. And she is sick. She's been sick now for almost a year. She has not been able to do much. So I'm working on my own now.
When you were living on the farm, where did you buy the supplies that you needed? And what kind of transportation did you have to...
Well, our first transportation was horses and buggy, the wagon, that's all. Transportation we had until we got the bottom keyboard. All the cream, we didn't have no cream in those days. We hauled the milk to a Tisco Creamery. And we just change off with the neighbor, our neighbors, well, just one neighbor that went with us one time. All of them, you know, the next time we'd have to haul. We'd all went to a teaspoon of cream, but there's no more creamers. There are no teaspoons. That's all passed away in these last years. Everything is so different. We tell that to the younger generation. How we lived years ago, it seemed terrible, but we were much happier in those days than we are right now. In these days, we had our potatoes and eggs and cream and butter and half of the garden was our grocery bill. Water, flour, and well, we bought most of our groceries in Otisco. There was three stores there at one time where we could buy groceries. Now there isn't any. Not much of Otisco there since I was a girl. Everything gone. Creamery, well, there's a church moved in. That was moved in after I moved out of that territory. We are 3.5 miles from Tisco, southwest. Newton Township.
Mm-hmm. What was it like for other people, you know, around the time when you were younger? Was the majority of people farming?
Yes, there was a farmer on there. Well, you couldn't go. The neighbors were not just right close together, but my neighbors only a quarter of a mile, and some a mile, and I went to school in District 29, and there was, let's see, one, two, three, anyhow, as I started school, there was about 30 children going to that school. And that school is still, the schoolhouse is still there. And, Jimmy Krause's, Jimmy Krause's, which is that road from Wilton to Rice Street South. That's where we got our education. There was 30 kids going to that school at that time. Most were grade me, I guess.
Did you go to school all day?
Yeah, from 9 o'clock till 4. Mm-hmm. We'd have an hour's nooning unless something else sent in that the teacher had to leave or wanted a little longer day or something. She'd need a half hour, mostly was a noon. And we'd go out there over the woods across the road, we'd sit there and play in the woods there till noontime. The bell would ring and we'd go. Mm-hmm. Good old days. We walked to school most of the time. In my younger days, we walked barefoot in summertime. Sunbonnet on and the apron on our dress, or dress wouldn't get dirty.
Did you have a long walk?
About a mile. It was a 2 block. Mm-hmm. In the wintertime, we had to bundle up more. Put on 3-4 double, that's what we wouldn't need.
What can you tell me about, like, your husband's family?
Yeah. Well, he comes from a big family. His father and mother came from about the same place where my mother came from. And there was 10 children, 8 boys and 2 girls. Mm-hmm. And my husband's wife died in 1942. And, this day, 1982, there's only one son left and 2 daughters of their family.
Oh, indeed.
They're right on there in that picture. See them all there? Those 2 in the black, they're dead now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
And then there's 2 girls and 1 boy, the rest are in-laws. That one in blue is me. So there's only 1 son and 2 daughters left in that Sherlock family. The father went to Germany. I cannot recall just what year it was. He wanted his wife to go along. He wanted to see his half-sisters. He had some half-sisters there. And he wanted his wife to go along. She said, no, she was going to stay here with her children. So then she did, and he went to Germany. And then as he was there, then they told him he better come home because there was going to be war. He said, oh no, there won't be no war, there's soldiers walking around with it. That don't mean anything. So when the war come, and then he was locked up. He could take no money out of Germany or not. So he died there. And his mother died. My husband's mother died in the same year as she died. The same year as Rob's wife died. She died in 42, September 42, and his mother died in October. It wasn't much longer. Then his mother died, my husband's. And the father died around New Year's time, before they died in Germany, and they didn't get to know it until shortly before his mother died, my husband's mother died. So that was not just calling for three deaths in a short time in their family.
What was it like, I always ask my grandmothers this too, what was it like during the Depression?
Well, in the Depression, in the early years, we had everything. If you got a nice big garden and everything, that's half the grocery bill. We had to buy flour and buy other stuff with it. Rice flour or barley flour or whatever you had to be. We got by. We had our, in those days we had our milk and everything. Chickens and eggs and milk and butter and it was tough. But we got by. But in 1933, that was Roosevelt's time. He closed all the banks. And then the people had their money in the bank wasn't able to get it in 1933. Some banks closed up, some banks reopened, but they couldn't pay out the full amount of people that were in there. So that time was worse than the German war was, because we had everything then.
What was it like going through the wars?
Well, my brothers was small. I never had to. Well, the war was over in 1918. But my oldest brother, he was only 15 years old at that time. So my family didn't have to go through any war. But my husband's brothers, there was two of them. Two of them had to go.
What about World War II?
With the Korean War? What war was that?
World War II.
World War II, this was that was Germany, wasn't it? That was not the first. Germany.
I know it.
That Korean War? What was it? Japan?
Yes, Pearl Harbor and the whole bit.
Oh,
that war.
Well, I don't know anybody in my husband's family and my brothers. They didn't have to go because they were not old enough.
Is there anything else that you know about that
Well, I made some mistakes down the day. I didn't, I put it on my family tree here, I made it more direct, but I'm just thinking all this up in my head.
Oh, that's fine. You told me a lot. It's helpful.
So, from my, mother's side, one or two of my cousins had to go. And I think that was at Korean War. Not the Japan, Iwo Jima and all those countries they live in.
Mm-hmm.
Two of my cousins. One he got sick and he come home. So then there's one there, George Port. He had to went through all of it. He probably heard of him. He works at the printing press, or that put place that Lester was sick of there.
Brown?
Yeah. That's where he was working.
On your farm, what did you have on your farm yet?
What
all
we
that
do?
You
we do? Cows and pigs and calves and there's pigs and calves and cows and calves. Not the cows. So some of the calves. Horses.
Did you have any crops?
Wheat and oats. Not much barley, corn. Those days we get. And those days as I was young, there was no soybeans or stuff like that. Picked their corn by hand. Cut the grain and chopped it. Put it up in stacks and then the machine come and trash it out. So a lot of medical fees, a lot of trash it. And then we did lunch in the mornings, and dinner and then lunch, and then supper. Kept us busy. We all got something to eat, and we didn't really need a lot of men, we might know. Get that thing trashed out, and then we began to put on.
Are there any, memorable moments of your childhood or early adult years that you feel hard working between the times that you will have the times with you?
We were timid. We had a lot of my mother's open things. We didn't cook with it long. Really good. When I went to school, all my schoolmates, they had good times, but I got married and then you left alone. You're nobody. I stayed home until I was 23 years old. How that happened, I didn't know.
Yes, but that was a good time in your
home. Oh, yes. Yes. To tell the truth, better times you have now. I enjoy it very much. March 28, 1978. Alex Blaze and Ted Schroeder on Natalie.
Thank you.
here. And the house is 1896. And in 1898, my mother and father got married in that house. My grandmother moved in home with us because she had three boys and my father married a German woman. Norwegian woman. Would you like their last names too?
Oh, basically, so what's them?
Well, Robert was married to Wilhelmina Zimnik.
Robert, your husband?
Rudolf.
Okay, that's his brother?
Rudolf's my father. Rudolf was married to Wilhelmina Zimnik. I'm going to marry to Mary Johnson.
Who is your father's brother?
Yeah. And Amy. I'm married to English. Or maybe whatever you call it. Her name was... Well, Amy was married to... Yeah. Edward. L-O-L-A-F-E-T-W-O-O-D. When the girls were married to Ed Beckett, and she was married to George Abbott, the brother to Amos. Well, they've all passed away, there's none left. My grandmother died in 1930. February 1930, and I had a brother that had a tumor on the brain. My grandmother died in February, and my brother had a tumor on the brain. He was 22 years old, and he died in November 1930. Well, my mother died, which was with cancer. And she died in November, and she died in October 1945. So I got rid of all my life. I was off in family of England on Tilly Green, and my mother, and my father. He made his home with me. The last 15 months he lived. And then while he was sleeping upstairs, he had emphysema. And he was sleeping upstairs. And in the morning he would get up. So my daughter, she was 2 years old. Somewhere in
home room and had her go out and see my grandpa even coming down. So when we got out there, he had died. Well, my aunt and my cousin came from Oklahoma years before mother died. They kept house for my brother and my father. And in the last 15 months, again, he stayed with me because I was his daughter and his only daughter. It was my duty to take care of him. And my aunt died in the Waseca Hospital.
I was 45 and he was 58. fatigued and she can't do more. And now she does all that business. Yeah. She's a little bit here. She's waiting till she got there. She can work for it. She's got two boys. The one I got to hang on to now is my daughter, son-in-law, and two grandsons. That's what she's getting some for. My two grandsons, one is a wedding man married. Mm-hmm. And then the other one left their family out down in the woods. That's me, Rob, up there. I don't know if you picture that. You see him sit there.
So that's
my
two
wife? Yes. That one up on the third row of buildings. That's me and Rob. This is my daughter who lives here. She's fine. Nobody else is there. I can't get anybody else.
Is that your school from this thing?
Well, that was that she went to school from here in the country. Well, yes. There was waiting for she could teach school in the world. There was a school. Until she was 7 years old, and she had to quit. She teached in that American Pacific school for the last year.
What was that?
Ingeborg Rivlin. Is her dad still on there too?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, children weren't born in those country schools that they do now. It was not all born again, it was study.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I knew all these kids on there.